Is Connie still there?
Yes, she's barely here.
The video that we just watched about the molecular structure, I want to know, how does that apply to the question of what happens to the pericardial fluid?
Hey, put your headphones on. You're being asked a question by Ion. Okay, Eliza, go ahead.
The molecular structure video that we just watched, how does that apply to the question of what happens to the pericardial fluid? So after watching that video, did we get anything from it?
Yeah, right. Well, I think we kind of answered it earlier where he said the super sugar got thicker and that meant the two walls adhered and the bags adhered together, so it became one bag. To me, the molecular structural formulas didn't say much except that anything can happen. So is Ion gone?
We are not gone.
Is there more you can tell us on what happens to the pericardial fluid in an ascended man, Ion?
Yeah, the viscosity changes. It becomes what you call heavier. Not too unlike deuterium, a heavy water.
Not unlike deuterium, heavy water. So then is there an aspect of putting the super sugar in the body that changes the pericardial fluid that's related to Colplay?
No, it's not related to Colplay, but it's related to the new environment that you're creating. The more increasing the hydrogen, the more your body responds to it. We would like to do this instantly, but you're trying to make it be a process.
There is no time, so let's do it.
How are we kidding ourselves, Ion, there, by saying we're ready?
Oh, that's
your pericardio is not ready.
Wait. Right. What did you say, Ion?
It's in your inbox.
Junk box.
It's in my junk? Hey, Carol, what was it related to the new environment? The pericardium or something, or the viscosity? What was that last point?
Yeah, just the way the hydrogen changes, the super sugar and everything, it just reminded me, but deuterium reminded me of Colplay. So,
but you were talking about the drops, RNA.
RNA drops, right. But they said not Colplay, but the change related to the new environment in as much the hydrogen changes.
What's that got to do with RNA drops? That's what you started off with.
Well, the new environment is being created by the RNA drops.
So I'll just put in the new environment. I mean, I don't know what you're relating it to. I don't know what's the topic here. What was the answer?
What was the question?
I'm asking what's the topic.
Well, the topic was the fluid changing in the pericardium. The fluid changing.
Okay, there's a change in the body there. That's responding to the new environment?
Yes.
Is the new environment forcing it to change, or we're helping it change with the drops?
There's no difference.
Where?
No difference. Because the drops have the iCell and they're the new environment? If you say yes, Ion, that'll simplify a lot. So let's hope he says yes. The drops have the iCell, which is new environment. What? Don't bank on it. Okay. Back to nowheres. Sorry, folks. We could have got an answer there that we could live with. But
oh, that's me.
No.
What is that? Back to the USSR.
I don't think they can do it instantly, but we prefer a process. What about those who want it instantly?
I don't. I want it now.
Yeah, you and Luke and Buck.
No. I am in the here now.
Yeah, and now. Let me play the song first, Ion, before we get it. This is now Flog My Ass. We did that. This is the same one.
No, not that one.
Well, it says now Flog My Ass. Is that another part of Flog My Ass?
No.
Is that a new one?
No.
Yoko Ono is fall asleep again.
That's annoying. Can you mute them?
Sure. Like, I wonder which one it is.
Ian, what's the function of the speed of the heart, the rhythm of the cardio, like pumping the blood faster or slower? Now that the blood is changing, does that affect this fluid?
Okay, which fluid, Roxy?
The pericardial fluid is becoming heavier.
So you're asking if something affects the fluid. What was the something?
The pumping of the blood. Like, is it going to be faster or slower or...
Is it going to be faster or slower? No, no, we don't want any music done through you. No, let me play the music. It's too bad that way. But I assume this is a different song.
Yo, I never fucked Wayne, I never fucked Drake. All my life, man, fuck's sake. If I did, I'd menage with him and let him eat my ass like a cupcake. My man fool, he just ate. I don't duck nobody but tape. Yeah, that was a setup for a punchline on duct tape. Worry about if my butt fake. Worry about y'all niggas are straight. These girls are my son, John and Kate. Plus eight, when I walk in, sit up straight. I don't give a fuck if I was late. Dinner with my man on a G5 is my idea of an update. Hut, hut one, hut, hut two. Big titties, big butt two. Fuck, fuck with them real niggas who don't tell niggas what they up to. Had to shell bitches with a top beard. Rang finger with a rock ears. These hoes couldn't test me, even if the name was Pop Quiz. Mad bitches who I fuck with. Mad bitches we don't fuck with. I don't fuck with them chickens unless they last name is Cutlet. Let it soak in like seasoning. And tell them bitches blow me. Lance even.
Raise every bottle and cup in the sky. Sparks in the air like the 4th of July. Nothing but bad bitches in here tonight. Oh, if you lame and you know it, be quiet. Nothing but real niggas only. Bad bitches only. Rich niggas only. Independent bitches only. Boss niggas only. Thick bitches only. I got my real niggas here by my side. Only.
I never fucked Nikki cause she got a man. But when that's over, then I'm first in line. And the other day in her Maybach, I thought, goddamn, this is the perfect time. We had just come from that video. You know, LA traffic had a city slow. She was sitting down on that big butt, but I was still staring at the titties, though. Yeah, low key and maybe high key. I been peeped that you like me, you know? Who the fuck you really wanna be with besides me? I mean, it doesn't take much for us to do this shit quietly, I mean. She say I'm obsessed with thick women, and I agree. Yeah, that's right. I like my girls BBW. Yeah, type that wanna suck you dry and then eat some lunch with you. Yeah, so thick that everybody else in the room is so uncomfortable. Ass on Houston, Texas, but the face look just like Claire Huxtable. Oh, yeah. You the man in the city when the mayor fuck with you. The NBA players fuck with you. The badass bitches doing makeup and hair fuck with you. Oh. That's cause I believe in something, I stand for it. And Nikki, if you ever try to fuck, just give me the heads up so I can plan for it.
Raise every bottle and cup in the sky. Sparks in the air like the 4th of July. Nothing but bad bitches in here tonight. Oh, if you lame and you know it, be quiet. Nothing but real niggas only. Bad bitches only. Rich niggas only. Independent bitches only. Boss niggas only. Thick bitches only. I got my real niggas here by my side. Only.
I never fucked Nick and that's fucked up. If I did fuck, she'd be fucked up. Whoever is hitting ain't hitting it right. Cause she act like she need dick in her life. That's another story, I'm no storyteller. I piss greatness like gold is yellow. All my goons so overzealous. I'm from Holly Grove, the holy mecca. Talent to say I got money for days. I sperm and I shake, but I'm stuck in my waist. My girlfriend would beat a bitch up if she waved. They better not fuck with her surfboard. Surfboard, my eyes just so bright, I take cover for shade. Don't have my money, take mothers instead. You got the hiccups, you swallow the truth. Then I make you bird boy. Three feet like Sherlon, I'm talking about running in houses with army guns. So think about your son and daughter rooms. Got two hoes with me, messed up, they got smaller guns. Ain't thinking about your son and daughter rooms. This shit is crazy, my nigga.
I've been praising my nigga, that money talk, I just rephrasing my nigga. Blood gang, take the B, I'll behave you, my nigga. For reals, if you mouth off, I blow your face off. I'm being pop, 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 then I take off. Nigga, now you see me, nigga, now you don't. Like Jamie Foxx, acting like Ray Charles. 16 in a clip, one in a chamber. 17 wall bullet with 17 bullets. My story is how I went from poor me to police, pour me a drink and celebrate with
Breathe
me.
Every bottle and cup in the sky. Sparks in the air like the 4th of July. Nothing but bad bitches in here tonight. Oh, if you lame and you know it, be quiet.
Yeah, moolah, babe.
Nothing but real niggas only. Bad bitches only. Rich niggas only. Independent bitches only. Boss niggas only. Thick bitches only. I got my real niggas here by my side. Only.
Okay, that featured Drake, Lil Wayne, and Chris Brown with Nicki Minaj. That wasn't
Nicki
very
Minaj.
Appealing to me.
Neither
what?
Was your question. Neither was
that.
Your question.
Well, though, tit for tat here. I'm not saying that it's useless to other people, but I didn't find
quib,
it very entrancing.
Quib pro quo, Clarice.
What? You want better questions?
No, we want you to know that those are the kind of answers you'll get.
Like that song. Okay, people, there's the challenge. Continue. Continue whittling.
You want to continue with our questions from May 16?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of the stuff we went through, we kept asking about Little Man and Ascension, you know, the direction. Have you got enough of an answer on that yet, Bob?
Well, he's talking about the view from Ascension.
Yes.
So none of this material applies to that.
Right.
But Ayn's always talking concepts and words to us, getting us trapped in these ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have a confusion about chromosome 14, how it affects the little man,
mm-hmm.
how a little man can use it.
Well, remember that thing where when you're cut off from your non-physical, your chromosome 14 will put you into an addictive behavior pattern.
So what's it mean
so
to be...
So chromosome 14 is doing something in little man.
When you say cut off your non-physical, how is non-physical different from physical? If in the ascended person they merge.
Right. Yeah.
Now, Ian, you're talking about non-physical from the separated fallen position. Because there is no non-physical if it's merged with the physical.
Well, there is, but it's merged with the physical.
So when we start talking about the non-physical, that's separate from the physical. So that's already a fallen level of inquiry.
Correct.
So here are the words exactly. When the physical cuts off from non-physical, chromosome 14 is activated and creates a craving or addiction. The converse is that when physical and non-physical are united, chromosome 14 is activated to perfect our 144,000 double strands. So that answers my question.
Could you now explain to me, I was too busy writing something, what are you saying?
When the physical cuts off from non-physical, so that's in little man, chromosome 14 is activated and creates a craving or addiction. The converse or opposite is that when physical and non-physical are united in ascended man, chromosome 14 is activated to perfect our 144,000 strands.
That's something you read from before?
Uh-huh. I read it several times.
Yeah, that's from many years ago.
Right. I don't have a date on it, but I...
So that means that the chromosome 14 is there before the physical and the non-physical state, before the separation. It's there. It's there to be used by little man or by ascended
Right, and they both use it differently. And I think partly why Ion doesn't like to clarify a distinction is because they don't want us to think that either one is bad or good, either state is bad or good.
Well, to start making up ideas, you get bad and good. You make ratios of difference.
Mm-hmm.
So what is this chromosome 14? What is its function? What does it look like? What is its frequency? Is it always there, since everything has no beginning? So what is this chromosome 14? Why is it the factor of catalyst?
Well, here's something about memory, actually. Chromosome 14 is a place where the memory or the rememory of an actual cell can and does replicate and corrects any strata or anomaly that the messenger RNA confers up to and not past chromosome 14.
But what is this chromosome 14? It's neither physical nor non-physical. Now, we had that description of the gap. If you say something looks like this or it sounds like that, there's the gap in between. The answer involves the gaps. Because what you see, the graph, the pi, the sound, the tonality, those are just fragments. What is the whole expression? You can't see it if it's in the gap.
So your question to Ion is?
I'm not sure if I have a question.
11. The answer is 11.
You see? Ion could say anything as an answer.
Okay, so let's go to the next question then.
Well, we didn't get any words there. Let's stay with this one.
No, that was fun.
What did we get?
We talked about.
I want to know what the chromosome 14 is, and if it's forever.
It's a chromosome.
It's the number 11. Chromosome 14 is the number 11, because you can say it can be anything.
Well, is that ring 11 Ion of the angel diagram?
No, it can be anything because there's no beginning.
Okay.
That's synesthesia.
Fine. So I'm happy with that partial answer, and I'm moving on.
So the answer is always synesthesia to every question.
And the next bunch of questions we kept going on ourselves, you, me, Bob, about up and down. So I'm going to jump those questions.
No, let's do them. Why can't we do them?
Because we've already talked about what's up and what's down.
What's up and what's down?
Little man,
oh,
down,
yeah.
Ascended man up. Next question. We were thinking of where does source energy come from, but then we said when does source energy come from? And is there source energy in the fallen state, Ion?
Yeah, where's the when? When is source energy?
When you're ascended.
And ascension will come to you, Carolyn. You don't go to ascension.
Yeah.
So what do the drops do in that fact that ascension comes to you? Is that what the drops are? They're a gift to humans?
Oh, yeah. But we got to go back to this question. So if you're ascended, you have source energy, does that mean that little man is not exposed to source energy?
Sure, it's exposed to it, and it can be bettered for it. But it never applies long-term until it's adopted.
Exposed to can be benefited, but it never applies, or they don't apply it?
They don't apply it.
What is
they? Little man.
They don't apply what?
Source energy. So they're exposed to it. They can be benefited by it, but they don't apply it.
Nice.
Nice. What did you say, Carolyn? That's nice.
I just repeated, Ion likes the flow.
Yeah, but see, is Ion non-physical ascension showing up?
Ion is a representation of ascension showing up.
You just said
up.
No.
We are fish and grits.
Fish and grits.
That's synesthesia.
Mm-hmm. But I'm saying that your representation of ascension showing up to prod us as another crumb Ion.
kicking and screaming every step of the way.
Kicking and screaming, right. The fact that there's breadcrumbs there and Ion is exposing us and we're still fighting it.
What is he exposing?
Bob, it's like if Ion can be ascended, why can't we?
How do we know Ion's ascended?
I think we know that Ion seems to sometimes know more than we do.
So. A lot of words that we can't use.
Which makes us want to know more, or be more, or do more. So that's an example that we're trying to follow.
So Ion brought us RNA drops. He brought us cold plate. He's going to bring us other things. And that's that. What are humans to do with that, Ion?
I stand.
Well, they don't have to do it. It's been given to them.
But they have to recognize it. You know yourself that people can take the stuff and
so they have to recognize what Ion has offered.
No, they have to recognize in themselves that they're already ascended and they're just covering it up with a barrel.
Yeah, but why should they take that assumption? How do they know it's fact?
How do they know what is fact?
Becoming ascended by accepting it.
Well, they have no long-term or short-term memory, so yeah, well, even if they did, they wouldn't remember it. If they didn't remember it anyway, that's how they did it. So if you're not going to understand, you might as well not know about it if you're not going to understand, right?
There's our Ion. Okay, I'm going on the next question, okay? And that is, where are the neutrons, protons, and electrons in relationship to the ionic field, Ion?
Tectonically speaking?
Teutonically speaking?
Tectonically speaking.
Tectonically. That sounds familiar. Do you know what a tecton is, Bob?
No. Tectonically?
Yeah.
No, I missed the topic. I was typing. What's the topic?
My gosh. Well, I know about Teutonic, but he's saying tecton.
What's the topic?
Oh, the topic is where are the neutrons, protons, electrons in relationship to the ionic field? And the answer was tectonically speaking. So I'm looking that up. And I came to Teutonic, which is Germanic. Do you mean like in measurement sense that am I asking how those particles are measured, Ion? But plate tectonics, that must be in earthquake land. Okay, so let's do that again. Ion. Neutrons, protons make up the inner parts of the cells. Electrons are outside of that. Is the ionic field beyond the electrons, or does it encompass the atom and neutrons, protons, and electrons? Does it encompass everything?
Both, yes. It encloses them all.
What does, Cal?
The ionic field interlopes between neutrons, protons, and electrons. So the relationship is...
He says they encompass them all.
Uh-huh.
So the ionic field subsumes the electron, proton, neutron?
Encompasses
Ion?
Them.
Is that what you're saying, Ion? Encompasses? Does that mean subsume?
Proscribe.
You have to look that up, count proscribe.
Proscribed, unopposed.
And the crowd erupts with elation.
Yeah, I heard that.
To proscribe is to unoppose?
To forbid or prohibit. To denounce, to banish or exclude.
So the ionic field banishes the three-partite, the tripartite, the puny divisions.
Well, that's the opposite of encompass.
No, I think that's encompassed. It gets rid of them, encompasses, makes them become invisible, makes them useless. Right, Aya?
Well, they're at least formidable.
No, the ionic field is formidable. Is that what you mean?
No, that's what we said.
So the ionic field subsumes the neutrons, protons, and electrons. Right, Ion?
Approximately. He didn't go for that word at the beginning.
Right.
But we've
that's
got...
Right. So.
Okay, so that implies that the ionic field then directs the atoms. It's in charge of the atoms. Right, Ion?
Yes.
Does it ignore the atoms, Ion?
No.
This ionic field, is this what CERN discovered this week?
No, that's what we showed them, no.
Yeah, you didn't show them the ionic field. So if the ionic field is brought in somehow by the I cell, that can change the relationships of electron, proton, neutron in substance.
Everything.
Here. Yeah, it just changes everything.
What was that you just said, Bob? The I cell
is the I cell
creating this ionic field?
Well, I'm thinking it's another word for the ionic field. It is the ionic field. It comes in and changes everything. Everything becomes subservient to the ionic. That's mm-hmm. why matter changes radically.
Wow, perfect.
And that's the ascended state being given to humans. Now, Ian, you would say I caused that. But if you didn't use me...
Without you, it just wouldn't happen.
Am I an ionic field? Did I subsume the ionic field and then distribute it?
Well, you're trying to.
I've tried to.
Gone too far, Bob. You know, that ion had to placate you every once in a while.
Well, I'm not asking to be placated, so you don't have to anymore. So is that going to cancel everything he said?
Yeah.
Everything you said about me is canceled if Bob is not trying to be placated. Right, Ian?
That's another stupid
no, thing. Mostly,
yeah, see? It's all bullshit
well,
what he's saying about me.
You got the Mayflower down now. Get to the Daughters of the American Revolution.
What about the daughters?
Okay, so this ionic field, this is...
Get that, Carol? Everything he said about me does not apply. He was only trying to placate me.
I know. I just set you up. Sorry.
See, I can't even get a straight answer from Carolyn.
The I cell is this ionic field. Comes in, changes everything, which is why matter changes radically. So there you have it. What more do you want to know, Bob? This is amazing. That's it.
Okay, what's amazing? Restate the amazing.
But see, I still have to draw the bloody formula. Nobody seems to realize.
What, Carolyn?
It's impossible to put C122H. 97. I don't even remember.
H197. H197. 98. What about that formula? What are you saying?
I have to draw it. That's what he was getting at with the structural and the molecular formulas. I have to draw it properly in order for us to be able to explain this.
Well, do we? Why? Well, we don't have to explain it. You've just explained it. It's just something that comes here, given to us. Why do we have to do all this mathematics?
Yeah, Ion, do I have to still keep working on drawing the formula?
if you want the formula.
Let me out of here!
If you want the formula, yeah.
You're so muffled, Ion. Come on, what are you saying?
If you want the formula, yes, you'll have to.
You got to draw it. If you want the formula, you got to draw it.
Okay, so the next question, is chromosome 14 in the ionic field, Ion? And I think that question came up.
We didn't make that out, Ion.
And the crowd erupts with elation.
That's the question?
Is chromosome 14 in the ionic field?
At the answer. What's the question, Carol?
Is chromosome 14 in the ionic field? listening.
What do you say, Ian? Is it?
Of course it is.
No. Let's hear him say it.
We said winning.
Winning. Or winging. What did you say?
Winning.
Nice and ambivalent there, I
oh.
It's a Charlie Sheen speech. Winning.
So it's winning, Bob. It's
nothing is getting answered. Is chromosome 14 in the ion field? Winning.
Yeah, so it is. That's a yes.
Okay.
Okay, then let's move on. I just have a note here, blocking and merging.
Oh, that's my terms. The way ion talks about up and down and this and that and north and south, it sounds like blocking and merging to me, connecting and disconnecting. It just is what I meant by my terms. Okay. Do those terms apply, ion blocking and merging, mm-hmm. to some process?
They can.
That was a conversation where we were talking about getting into the music and the songs and the frequency of music. And Ion was saying, no, don't make it a thing. You hear it and you listen and people may run from it and they come back and adore it. So then you were talking, Bob, about the blocking emerging, people running, coming back. And then our question is, why not make a thing of it? Do we just have to know it's a frequency? This music. But I think we got into that with tonality.
No, just ask a question. You can ask it again.
Ion, why not make it a thing? Or do we just have to know it's a frequency?
It is a frequency, of course.
Yeah, but we don't know what a frequency is. It'll be given to us. We get frequented, right?
Look it up.
I might say a vibration, a mathematical statistic, dynamic symmetry of tensions among proportions. The thing is, words, semantic words, do not define frequency.
The number of occurrences of a repeating event per unit time. It's just repetition, so it's really not the tonality that we have to move to tonality, I think. So just repeating something,
I didn't tell you anything.
No. So it's not frequency that we should be talking about. Right, Ion? We should really be talking about tonality.
Yes. We like that. That'll bring you back all the way to the five solar.
Which then vibrates your thorax. Yeah? Bob?
Then we get vibrated. It comes to us and vibrates us.
Mm-hmm.
Bone conduction. What comes to do this to us?
Tonalities.
What brought them here?
Not frequencies, tonality. Frequency is just a repetition, so that's good to differentiate.
Yeah, but we've had Ian say the word frequency as a key word forever.
Now it's not.
Well, tonality will not do, because we got earlier statements where tonality is a subset of frequency.
Yeah, well, now it's different. Everything is different.
Yay. Very good.
And therefore... okay. Then I have something.
I would say don't forget the semicolon.
We just have a question out of the blue. Is music what you are saying?
No.
Do you know what that question was, Bob?
Is music what you're saying? Yeah, that's a good question. And he says, no. It would have been great if you said yes. We would have gotten somewhere. No. It's all fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
You gave the wrong answer, Ion, for us. So we could land.
We didn't have the right question.
We failed to land the game.
Sorry for your loss.
We were talking about what is chromosome 14 in musical tones.
It's not.
What's not in musical tones? Say it again.
Chromosome 14.
It is not in musical tones.
Yeah. And then when we were talking about that in May 16th, we got the song which had in it the great I Am. And what's interesting is I was looking at a Descartes thing today. He's the one that said, I think, therefore I am. In a certain sense, he was just taking that whole Bible thing about being a God, that if you think, then you're a God.
No, it's not.
Yes.
It's not a thinking man's
and
game.
And I know that, but he thought it was.
Oh, yeah.
What
because
the whole literate gang thought. So
yeah.
They pulled out that I am.
No, what McLuhan says, Descartes discovered thinking about thinking.
But they equated it with the I am of the Bible.
Are you sure?
I am.
How do you know that?
Because.
Somebody said that.
Ion, did Descartes use that I am from the Bible?
A version of it,
no.
Yes. Because, see, there wasn't a Bible then, so a version of that one is the same one, but not the same one.
Well, what's the version? If there was no Bible, what was it?
The Dead Sea Scrolls.
Well, that wasn't well known. That was hidden.
But scholars would know it.
Neither.
I don't know.
Neither were you. Neither were you.
Neither was I what?
Well, the Bible, wasn't the Bible
well,
around?
No.
Okay. What are the Descartes' dates?
1500.
1596 to 1650. When was the Bible available?
It was around by then, 1620 or something.
They would have known it. That's all they studied.
Well, he may not have had access to it. He was in Europe, hiding from the authorities.
So were you?
No, I was not there.
Yeah. See, there you go. There you go. It's all about Bob. Heebie-jeebies.
I denied it.
And we have a question.
Anyway.
We have a question. Does the frequency sculpt visual matter? Do you remember why we asked that, Bob?
Yeah, we're trying to find out what frequency is. Does it mold what we see?
Yes, it does.
And what molds frequency?
Tonality.
Yeah, I knew it.
What affects tonality?
Peripheral stimulation.
Where does that come from? Is it always there, peripheral stimulation? Always is?
Aversion is always available, but you can dull it,
right.
Numb it down.
You can numb it down.
Give you some flu and it'll kill you stone cold dead.
Is peripheral stimulation within the range of experience of an ascended person?
Of course.
Very good, Bob.
Well, we sort of got somewhere there.
You got a little volley going there.
Yeah,
cool.
we got a sequence.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, so we just got that statement. How does one apply that? You don't apply it.
No, you just know it.
Well, you don't even need to know it.
You know it and you leave it.
And who are you going to tell it to? You see, so it's been given.
It's a given.
It's a given. This is how Phineas Wake ends. The keys to given.
I have another question.
Is that what Joyce meant? He understood it. Given. He knew it. We didn't do it. It was given to us. What?
Z.
Z? Z? Is that Spanish for yes or something? What was
Z?
We?
No, it could be Z. See, it's not clear. We don't even know what the letters are. Try again.
V.
Oh, the 22nd letter, V as in Victor?
D as in the rainbow over the floor in the house.
The rainbow.
The?
The.
The. Is it the?
The.
The. The. We were totally lost.
You'll get stuck.
I had an important note to make.
The.
Keys to give.
Oh, yeah, keys to give.
Carolyn captures the difference between the and the.
Oh, I see. The.
Make a note of it, Bob. Okay.
Sure
then,
note of that. With the clear difference between the and the.
I see.
Then we went into some craziness about sugar plums dancing in their heads and psychedelics. Oh, yeah, Alice in Wonderland. And then I said something about RNA drops are magnetically charged. And then you said, Ion, as long as you don't have cats meowing at it. And what was your reference to cats meowing about?
Shoot it in the game.
Missed that?
Shoot at it again.
Shoot at the question?
Yes.
I just wondered why you mentioned cats meowing. I don't really care, but that's just a question.
Well, we were making sure and clear that a mewling cat does not affect anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
But we were talking about RNA drops being magnetically charged. So we didn't get an answer to our RNA.
Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that. Imagine that. Or we could have said the superfluous, we didn't say. But now you know that cats mewling at it doesn't have any effect on it. So that's good.
I remember one of our former distributors' products had a cat meow vibration embedded in it. That's what it is.
And it doesn't affect what?
It doesn't affect the RNA drops. Yeah, we didn't get the joke at the time, but back to the point. Are RNA drops magnetically charged? And we would say yes because of all the carbon. Correct, Ion?
Well, we would.
So this idiot claimed that mewling cats affected something?
Yeah.
We had a cat input.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it made this special product, this frequency. It changed your life. It opened up your chakras. It made your brain You had the essence. You had the essence of Ra'i coming into essence, and it made Einstein sleep with Ra'i, and it made your mind open. And you had flatulence. You had cranial flatulence and coitus. And mind fucking and all these things happen to own there's a cat mewing into your milk. Mewing milk.
So I wrote down Ion rants on Hurtado's products. 7:32.
But we'll deny it in court.
He doesn't have any products. So there's someone else's product, but he's just trying to peddle.
Yeah.
I'll say Hurtado's borrowed products.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we play the YouTube of Meow Mix, the Meow Mix commercial. Mark that in there.
Yeah, meow, 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 meow.
Okay, then we moved on to the tuning fork and the super sugar, chromosome 14. There's a magnet involved and all that. So we were wondering, does the magnet relate to the visual and the tuning fork to the auditory?
Yeah, magnet is visual.
From a polar standpoint, that's true.
Yeah, so we got them both there.
Okay, just make your own. What is the in-between part in the relationship with the tuning fork? Nonpolar. What would that be if it's neither the chromosome tuning fork nor the carbon magnesium? What would be the thing in between count that's neither eye nor ear?
Tactility.
Yeah, no, what would it be? What did we got a chemistry, a lysine, you know? What's the substance term for that or frequency?
Tactility.
Was that
enough
tough?
For you?
Is that a valid question? Can you respond to that?
No mewling. Yeah. No cat meows.
That's what's in between. Dark matter.
Apparently. But it's not dark.
No, you got
matter,
the eye and the ear. It's polarity. So you're saying polarity, non-polarity is in between.
It's like when you go to look for something and you can't find it. It's right there, but you can't find it. It's right there, but you can't find it. You know it's there. You found it. It's where you left it, the last place you looked. And when you get there, you see it, and you look, and it's the last place you looked, so you got it.
Same thing. Hmm. It's just not that it's not there, so it eludes you.
Is tactility non-polarity? No, tactility is contrast.
Or unpolarity, maybe.
Yeah, it's not polarity. It's not, and it isn't polarity, so it's not, and it isn't, so it's unpolarity. All right.
Good. We'll buy that.
That's good. We're getting somewhere there.
Nice. And then May 16th, Elijah was asking about the heart. So our question is a perfect heart a cold, unemotional heart?
There is no emotion in the heart. It's cold or warm.
You don't need to put the terms cold or warm in there. It's just no emotion.
There's no emotion in the heart. Not an emotion ever.
So what does it have? Can you name what it has?
Contrast.
Oh, heart is contrast.
It's the sinus rhythm,
the pump,
the systolic and the diastolic, up and down, constant, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and that's all it is.
So the contrast is back and forth, back and forth. That's, kind of both.
Okay. Right. But so people think when they talk about heart, they're talking about the thoracic.
The thoracic is what holds the heart. That's the thoracic is not.
Right. But the whole heart. Bone conduction, the responding to what, Carol? Frequency?
The dog house.
No, Bob, you're trying to.
The dog house. The dog house is not the dog.
Well, why are people projecting emotion into the chest area?
We have no idea. It's the most fucked up thing we ever heard in our lives. And they point to their penis thinking that's what's doing the coitus, and it's all in it. It's doing something, but you chop the mind off, and you can just fuck, and you won't care either. So.
Well, Ion, who invented Valentine's Day?
Bob did everything, so it had to be me at some point.
St. Valentine. Oh. But it was financed by Bob. He needed a holiday where he could get lucky, smell good, and eat chocolate. It's a good day. Any holiday that's had that's a good day. And it's the precursor to the fall from his birthday. You know, he has a birthday, and he has lots of them. And that starts his birthday, goes all the way through St. Valentine's Eve.
Did he tell him about my birthday, Carol?
I think so, Bob.
Yeah, February 2nd to February 14th.
Around, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, what they're saying is Pope Galatius I, he came upon a festival by the Romans, who for 800 years they would, it was a festival of Lupercalia, which was a fertility celebration, starting on February 13th, going through February 15th. During this festival, young women would put their names in an urn, and young men would then draw the names. Whoever's name they drew would be their female companion for one calendar year. And that went on for 800 years.
They're still doing that. You know the party where you throw your car keys in the fishbowl, and you drop the keys, and you have the keys, and you need to go home with them. But this is, it takes us a long walk, so it takes them a year to get them back. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, Carolyn, why don't we allow people to ask some questions?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just it was all messed up before. So
no, we've got to the end of ours, right?
No.
Oh, we got some more? How many more?
Let me see. I can tell you that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, we got a lot of questions.
7. No, just 6. We can do that later. No problem.
Let's let other people in.
You said there's no emotion in the heart. The heart has contrast. Is there resistance in the heart as well?
Yes, or it won't pump. If there's no resistance, it won't. You can never get a systolic pressure.
That's why you gave us the ohmage for the pericardial fluid, which is 4, and the ohms is measured in resistance.
Yeah, good.
Where do the emotions come from, then, if they don't come from the heart?
They don't come from anywhere. Emotions are your response to what you call a good or bad thing. It's how you perceive it. Emotions are processed through you. Where do tomatoes come from? Well, they come from vines. And you know what tomatoes taste like. But then you snipe the tomato and you taste it. You taste it. Does it taste good? Does it taste like a tomato should? Well, describe exactly what a tomato is supposed to taste like. Well, it tastes like the good one that I had before. I want it to be like that one. Now that's based on a bias that you have toward and regarding that tomato and that tomato plant. So the tomato plant isn't the emotion. The emotion is wrought from you deciding which is good as the last tomato you ever ate. And then we have the conversation from the spirit realm, and that doesn't make any sense to anyone.
And why do people say that sometimes people can die of a broken heart?
They do. When the pump breaks, they can die.
So it's not their emotional, it's their physical.
It's a tactile notion, because they're the ones that where you hold love in your heart. Love is a force field, but they don't know that. They think love is an emotion. They have a hard heart. They have they're not open to anything else in their world.
Thank you.
Denata.
Hi, Anne. Could you put a shield of light around me? Around Renee?
We can do a little better than that. We can do a particle acceleration experiment. It'll be good. And when the little hairs on you stand up, that's when you know it's activated. It will be a shocking experience, we assure you.
Thank you.
Mucho gusto.
Why do you need a shield of light when you have the hedge of protection?
I'm covering all bases.
Ion, are the nails of the hands and feet extensions of the tendons?
No.
Are the extensions of the sinews?
Yes. The only connection is the synovial glands.
Only connection is synovial glands. So each joint has a synovial gland.
Yes.
Is the mystery ground chi referencing the angel diagram?
No.
Does it interact with the angel diagram?
Yes, very good.
Can you tell me which ring, or does it interact with all rings in the angel diagram?
Between most of them.
Does chi interact with the ionosphere?
Not as you know it.
Is that something to be discovered?
Recognized, not discovered.
Last week, you told Carolyn and Bob that the heart is the middle kingdom. That's a sign that something new is. Was this a confirmation that the mystery landscape has changed?
Not changed, but it's shifting.
Is what confirmation, Bert?
Ion said last week that the heart is the middle kingdom. Before, long ago, 6 years ago, whenever, Ion said that the heart was the inner kingdom, or reference to the inner kingdom. But they said last week that it was the middle kingdom.
That's a shift, okay.
I have a question about yawning. It's not really clear in the current science of what yawning is. The one theory states that yawning plays an important role in cooling the brain. There's another one that says that it's a way to bring more oxygen into the brain. And then there's another one stating that it's a connection to wanting to stretch. With the change in oxygen in the environment, will yawning change? Okay, try it another way. is yawning a form of bringing more oxygen into the brain?
No.
Is yawning a form of bringing in carbon dioxide into the brain?
Go at it from a different way, because we're going to answer it, and you're not going to like that the way I answer. So do it a different way so you can actually get something a little more meaningful.
Is there a chemical process involved in yawning?
Unequivocally, no.
Is there a physiological process involved in yawning?
Okay. Yeah, but there's a physiological influence of breathing, so.
So is yawning a breathing process?
Okay, you know, maybe.
Well, it's clear that we have no idea what it is. So is it something that will change? Yeah.
Yeah, breathing is just exhalation.
Is yawning a function of the brain?
No.
Is it a function of the heart?
No.
When you say no in the brain, does that include no with the hypothalamus?
The hypothalamus is not the brain.
But it's in the brain, so.
No, it is not. It's in the head. It's not in the brain.
Okay.
Well, now let's get it on, because you'll come back 6 months later and Dr. Dean will grind this to the gristmill. Then, God damn it, you know, you said so and so and so and so and so. So we go, yes, and the question was, oh, yeah, yeah, okay. But you said so, yes, and the question was.
That's why we demand the question be saved. So when you get our future answers for the back then, now, the next then, you go, how would he know on this date from when it was that is the same, you know, that we were going to have anyway. You see?
I'll have to come at it another way. Right now I'm lost to the way to come at it, but I have some other questions. You mentioned the last time I spoke with you about microscopic particles from the earthquakes and volcanoes. You also mentioned about transitional and alkaline metals. The microscopic particles coming from the earthquakes and volcanoes, are those particles transitional alkaline metals?
Not your alkaline, but our alkaline, yes.
Your alkaline metals. Is that an indication that those are new metals? Or just something we're not aware of currently?
Well, we can't say, so they don't get trademarked before Dr. Dean has a chance to get it done.
So you do recognize that those microscopic particles contain transitional alkaline metals, yes?
Okay.
Would that change chelation?
Yes.
Back in March and April, I gave you like three different examples of the current foo-foo scientists discovered some changes in the core of the Earth. On the 25th, you were speaking with Mark D, and you made a reference that there's no half-life at the core of the Earth. Is that a change as a result of Fukushima, or is that a change of ion's presence in the environment?
Well, it's our presence, but it's Fukushima and Los Alamos.
The change in the core of the Earth, does that result in a shortened moon cycle?
No, the moon cycle is affected by the extending of the poles of the planet.
And that's what's bringing the moon closer to the Earth? The poles extending?
Yes.
This change in the Earth core, I heard a reference that there's more space in the Pacific Ocean.
Than the Hubble telescope sees.
Yes. Is this a result of the change in the core of the Earth, Ion, or has it always been that way? There's always been plenty of space in the Pacific Ocean than what the Hubble telescope sees.
Always been plenty of space. Take us out with that one, Bob. It's in your regular box.
And you mentioned that noble gases do not have valent electrons. They have a full octet.
Right.
Is there a change in the noble gases?
Yes.
Is it related to the change in the Earth's core?
Everything is.
Is the change to the noble gases something new? Meaning that when there's a change in the noble gases, it affects all the other elements.
Not this time. It did last time, but it's not this time. Not new.
Let's just clarify. So the space in the Pacific Ocean is greater than what we call outer space that the Hubble telescope observes. Is there some kind of cubist Picasso abstract multi-locational non-linear perspective way of understanding that? In other words, the Earth isn't round, and there ain't no space out there. It's all mixed up like a page of Finnegan's Wake?
Not quite that bad, but it gets there pretty quickly.
So we're not standing on the Earth as it's described to us in the regular news and science journals. We're not sitting on a round stone or rock. We're not standing on a rock. That's not an appropriate imagery for where we exist.
No more than you are the third rock from the sun.
Right. Again, forget everything you saw.
Good.
All right, so you want this music? That's Bonnie Raitt? Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Bonnie,
that'd be great.
Yeah,
thank you.
All right,
thanks
for showing
up, Ion.
Thanks, Ion.
The first show, Ion.
Very, very, very welcome.
Mahalo.
I'm glad you got your questions in, Bert. You got here just in time.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Here we go.
Key.